K105.3 is WKHM FM and WKHM FM HD1 Brooklyn Jackson. It's time for the Football Frenzy Game of the Week. Tonight, the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks visit the Hanover Horton Comets. Live coverage of this evening's contest is being brought to you in part by Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and AC, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, County National Bank, Columbia School District, Summit Orthodontics, the Jackson YMCA, Jackson Public Schools, Northwest Community Schools, Excel Staffing, Able Heating and Cooling, Hanover Horton Schools, The Hunt Club, Stone's One Stop Auto Shop, Hills Heart of the Lakes Golf Course, Your Premier Properties, Neckley's Flavor Fruit Farms, Brembo, Andy's Pizza, The Restore, Double Chiropractic, Trips Auto Shop, Trips Ceramic Pro, East Jackson Community Schools, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Kevin Lamar, Charles Schwab, Penn Chiropractic, Midwest Vehicle Group, Modern Waste, Tri-County Water, Lomar Machine and Tool. We now go to the press box for the call of tonight's game with Captain Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at Hanover Horton High School, and I'll tell you what, the field looks tremendous. I love the logo right in the middle, those two H's for Hanover Horton and the comet tail trailing behind. It looks like the Hanover Horton team is on fire, and I, you know, they haven't quite caught fire this year, Brian, but they've been pretty solid at times. 3-4 all overall, 3-3 in the Cascades Conference, coming off a loss to a very good Manchester team, 17-42 a week ago, but they're going to be favorites out here tonight on homecoming night against a Vandercook Lake team that still hasn't gotten a win yet on this season and starting to run out of opportunities. So I think Vandercook Lake's going to come into the game tonight looking to take one of their last two chances to get a W.
Yeah, I tell you, if Hanover can play as good as their field looks and as good as those burgers smell, Vandercook's going to have their hands full tonight.
Certainly, it would look like the crowd noise is going to favor Hanover Horton tonight on homecoming. Very full bleachers and still filling up as the line starts to... You can see this is the only place we've had a standing line at the concession stand at all times so far tonight since we got here. And I think it's the way that burger smell wafts throughout the stadium. But yeah, it's a beautiful night for high school football. Low 50s here and the lights are on. And we were talking to John Denny before the game, superintendent out here at Hanover Horton. New lights out here on the field and they're saving energy, but they're actually brighter. They've got an LED set up here and I can't wait to see when the sun goes down how good it looks out here.
It's cutting-edge stuff for John Denny.
He was turning lights on and off with us from the app on his phone. That was impressive. So I think that's one really cool aspect of the game out here tonight with Hanover Horton. And I always love it when we can get out for a homecoming game, especially this late in the season. So we're really excited about the game tonight. We are up here in the booth. And, Brian, you wanted to give a shout-out to somebody who's a high school football listener, don't you?
Oh, well, Rhonda over at Subway said she would be listening to us, and so would all the patrons there. So. Okay. Rhonda, this one's for you.
All right, we're on the subway on Vandercook Lake tonight. Yeah. She's rooting for the Jayhawks, no doubt, and the Comets players just leaving the field, go get some last moment instruction and maybe get a big introductory run out here onto the field through maybe a tunnel of some of those youngsters we see lined up on the track. It's high school football at its best tonight on K105.3. Let's take a 3-minute pregame break and we'll come back here and get things set up for the game. Hanover Horton hosting the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks tonight on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Boyle, Brian Haynes, as the Hanover Horton marching band makes its way out of the field with the school fight song, the Comets, ready to get things started here in about, well, we got about 6 minutes till game time here, and the, again, 3-4 Hanover Horton Comets, 3-3 in the Cascades Conference, and as the season has kind of shook out, you see they are right there in that middle ground in the conference. Surprising to me a little bit that Vandercook Lake hasn't managed to eke out one win this season. And we watched them play Napoleon, and really they were a goal line fumble away from actually winning that one. And so it goes to show you they call football a game of inches, and that really was their inch right there, was losing that fumble. The difference between having a winless season and having one win. Hanover Horton, meanwhile, at 3-4. They win tonight, they get to 4-4, and then in the crossover, they're going to have a chance to win their fifth game. And now there's speculation that 5-4 is going to be good enough to get for a lot of people to get into the postseason this year. I don't know that Hanover Horton has the playoff points at that point to get that done, but if you want to give yourself a chance, you need to at least take care of business two weeks in a row.
Yeah, with that little carrot there dangling in front of them, you know Hanover's going to come out and give their best effort. And as you mentioned, Vandercook is running out of time to try to get their first dub. So, you know, I expect a very competitive game with two teams playing real hard.
And with that, we will go ahead and take another two-minute break here in the pregame. We'll be back to get the kickoff on K105.3.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Brian Haynes at Hanover Horton High School, and we're about to get the big introduction of the Comets getting to run through the sign, coming out carrying the American flag and breaking through the banner. And here come the Comets on the field to the applause of their hometown fans, ready for a great night of football. You know, all this week, weather conditions were really breezy. It was a little cold, and tonight, the flag's not moving at all. We got nice calm winds. Temperature-wise, it's a little cool for us watching, but for playing, I bet you it's just about right to keep you at that right temperature and comfortable out on the field. I think we're ready for a great night of football tonight, and at least the weather, take that away as a concern for the teams tonight.
Yeah, you're in mid-October and doing your homecoming game. I know this, the ladies on the court that have to wear the dresses, I'm sure, appreciate this warm weather. And like you said, the players got to appreciate, not too cold, but not too warm. It's perfect.
Yeah, really great night for football here out on Moscow Road here in Hanover Horton. And again, this is one of those communities that they really support their school sports. You'll see them pack the stands at hoops games. You'll see them pack the stands here tonight at the football game. I'm sure they're going to travel very well when it comes time to move on to the regional and the soccer competition. We were just talking to Denny, district champions in soccer, Hanover Horton, just this week. So they're having a nice time out here at the school with athletics. And they're going to try to get this football team to 500 on the season.
Yeah, it's you talk about the community right now. Walking in front of us has to be literally, I would say, about 100 young little Comets, all sporting their gear, cheering on their home team, and just excitement through the community.
Yeah, keeping my eye out for anybody who picked up one of those shirts that we were giving away at the tailgate before the game, the pregame. Thanks to Summit Orthodontics for those T-shirts, Dr. B and the crew over there. And we'll shout out a couple of our other sponsors, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center and Trips Ceramic Pro. They've got a way to make your car just stay looking new for a lot longer. Talk to them about that, Trips Ceramic Pro. Tri-County Water, shout out to my buddy Kyle Klinger, one of those water guys out there and an occasional golf scramble partner of mine. Our first Tri-County out-of-town scoreboard update, Tri-County Water, Western 7, Marshall 13 with 5:39 to go in that game. Another early start with the Eastern equine encephalitis risk.
So
we did get a few frosts, and I think a lot of people are starting to feel comfortable keeping those game times in the evening, but we'll still get the early games out of the way. And Western on the road tonight at Marshall, looking to maybe drop their second game in a row.
I kind of like to live dangerously, so I'm here tonight DEET free.
No DEET?
No DEET.
You
so,
are a rump.
Yep.
Tough guy.
My football persona.
Vandercook Lake looking to return the kickoff to get things started tonight, and you've got Caden Dubois and looks like Michael Kirby Jr. back deep to return. Kick is up. It's a high end over end. They're going to field it at the 15, and that comes into the hands of Cameron Lackey. And on the return, he gets over the 25, pulled down about the 28-yard line. And we are ready to go. Hanover Horton offense comes out onto the field. Cameron Lackey, one of those sophomores. And you noted, Brian, right away looking through the roster, a lot of underclassmen on both of these squads.
Yeah, geez. Vandercook has, if I counted right, 18 18 underclassmen, and Hanover has about a third of their team as underclassmen. So two young teams here building not just for this year, but for the future.
Say one of those things you'll think about with some of those, these Comet underclassmen, or even the junior class guys, are people who've been playing at varsity now for a couple years too. So experienced and young, looking good for next season for Hanover Horton. Pitch out on first down for the Jayhawks, going to the right side on the carry is C.J. Adams. He'll be knocked out of bounds after just a couple of yards. Second down, about 8 yards for Vandercook Lake at their own 30-yard line.
Looks like Wyatt Hill in there for Hanover, escorting him out of bounds.
Second down and 8.
And I mentioned all the young fans, Steve. I kind of feel like we're under attack right now. There is a lot of them all staring at us.
This ought to be a loud cheering section with you when you've got about, like you said, about 80 cheerleaders on the track right now. On second down and 8, it's a QB keep it. Look at the head of steam going there. I don't know if he did. Looks like he did give it off to Caden Dubois on the carry, and he's going to get a first down for the Jayhawks. And really looked fast on that one as he got into some open field over the 40-yard line to about the 41. And we'll make it first and 10.
Some good ball handling there, too. We from up here, I couldn't tell who had the ball, but about 3 guys were running all open.
Well blocked on the play by the Jayhawk offensive line. We go with, it is Dubois under center. In motion to one of the wings. Dubois bumps into his fullback. Football's on the turf. Looked like the Jayhawks dive on it at the end of the play, and that is what happened. So they'll lose about a yard, second down and 11 from the 40-yard line.
Yeah, that had to be a little miscommunication there between Dubois and Kirby Jr. because as Dubois was going to hand it off, Kirby Jr. looked like he almost tackled him. So I think Dubois was expecting him to go a little wider than what he did.
I got a mosquito update. We had some frozen water out on the lake out here in Horton, so he's thinking that freeze maybe did the mosquitoes in during the overnight last night below 30 degrees. Pitch out on second and long, looking to get to the edge, and the Hanover defense able to string it out as C.J. Adams on the carry is going to get back to that original line of scrimmage and bring up about third down and 10 yards.
With initial contact. We had Randy Fraley there from Hanover being the first Comet defender.
Gain of 1. Third and 10.
No, Steve, we've seen Vandercook now, and we know they're not necessarily what we'd like to call high-octane offense. I mean, a lot of their yardage is on the ground, and these third and longs are things they're trying to avoid.
And this certainly would fall into that category. They fake the pitch, looking to throw. He's got pressure, scrambling away. Got some room to run. He's going to get to the sticks, and then some up the right sideline. Juke move out of bounds at the 40 into Comet territory. So on the QB scramble, broken play, and Caden Dubois turns it into a first down and then some for the Comets. Or the Jayhawks, excuse me.
Garrett Gumper.
Yeah. That was just Dubois being an athlete right there. He appeared corralled and just managed to get outside with some nifty footwork and turn that into a big gain.
And we've seen him now on a couple of plays where if he gets a little open field, he looks fast tonight. And that's going to be a good sign for the Jayhawks as they keep the drive alive into Comet territory on the 40-yard line, first and 10. Wing goes in motion. Dubois hands off to the fullback. And it's going to go to about the 39, not much more than that. Second down and about 9 for the Jayhawks.
Yeah, Mason North for Hanover, big Mason North. We don't have heights or weights here in front of us, but Mason clogged that hole quite nicely.
Dubois getting the call from Coach Wolven on the sideline, heading into the huddle for the Jayhawks on a second and long here. First drive of the game, 9:44 to go first quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They open drains, others can't. We're scoreless. Jayhawks with the football. And Dubois keeps it. had a big hole to start with and carries the pile a little bit. He is not a huge guy, but he the great play call there, and they get a big gain on the first down or second down play, excuse me, and that's going to make it third and just about 3 yards.
Yeah, that play right there is something that Coach Wolven and the staff must have seen on tape, because you don't often see second and long a quarterback sneak like that, but they must realize that there's a big hole there and took advantage.
Just ran right behind the center and able to gash him. Third and three, manageable down and distance for the Jayhawks. First down at the 30-yard line. And this time we'll get some movement maybe. First flag of the game. And it's going to be offsides against Hanover Horton, it looks like. So we'll move the chains again for the Jayhawks. And they keep this opening drive going. Vandercook League with a first and 10. We'll see where they spot it after the penalty. 5 yards, puts it at the 28.
Automatic first down for Vandercook.
And the Jayhawks drive continues.
You know, we talked about this at a different homecoming game. When it's homecoming for a high school kid, the day is just different. You know, you have your pep rally and you have you're eating junk food and doing some things that you wouldn't maybe normally do, and it's kind of looking sluggish here early for the Comets.
Two boys under center. And another mistake on the exchange, and this time the Comets get it. Dubois looking to hand it to somebody who wasn't there, and that is Trent Hochter, who falls on the loose football, and Hanover Horton takes over first and 10 from their own 29. Fumble for the Jayhawks with 8:35 to go in the first quarter, scoreless, and the Comets defense gets the stop. If you're Vandercook Lake, you're just upset about losing it on a play like that when you'd had a good sustained drive going here for a while. Now the defense will have to try and answer here. And pitch out for Hochter to the right. Getting to the sideline, looking to turn up field. He gets it to the 40. There's a first down to the 45. Trent Hochter moving the football here for the Comets on first down. About 16 yards on the play.
Yeah, that was a nice block there by Evan Keeter, just clearing the way for Hochter.
Hochter didn't waste any of the space. He got himself a nice gain, and the Comets moving the football here early, 8:13, ticking away on our first quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Comets come up to the line, ready to go out of the shotgun. And now the pitch out to the opposite side. Hochter going, cuts it up a little sooner this time. He's in the second level. Passed another guy to the 30, down to the 20, inside the 20-yard line in Jayhawk territory. Big game for Hochter. Two straight big carries for the Comets offense. And it's first and 10 in the red zone now for Hanover Horton.
First down.
I tell you, if you're Vandercook, you know you're going to get a steady dose of Hochter. Stacking the box is going to be a necessity.
Garrett Gumper out there calling the signal. Now two wideouts, gives to Hochter again. This time he comes across, gets to the outside, turn it upfield, down into the five, rumbling. They tripped him up just enough and able to land on him. Gets down to the one, though, and Trent Hochter again with a big gain. And now the Comets knocking on the goal. And they'll put that in the second, on the 2 yard line, excuse me.
I'm sure Hochter's smelling 6 points and a cheeseburger down at that end.
Down at the cheeseburger end of the field.
Left to right on the dial, by the way.
First goal from the two.
Gumper out of the shotgun, and the give is to Hochter, and he'll take that in. Well blocked by the Comet offensive line, and four straight carries for Trent Hochter. Takes some, that's 81 yards to pay dirt. No, 71. They had it to 29. 71 yards on the drive for Trent Hochter. 6-0 Comets with 7:07 to go first quarter. And we'll check out the extra point. Comets lining up. Gumper out there to hold. Now Hochter to kick also. He plays defense. He runs the football. And now he's the kicker too. They don't do a play without Trent Hochter on the field. And he gets the conversion. 7-0 Hanover Horton. 1 minute break on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, comments after the score. Trent Hochter has it teed up, ready to kick off. And the trio of Jayhawks back to return.
Yeah, Hanover Hochter, 7. Vandercook, 0.
First quarter brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. And there's your kickoff going deep down to the 5-yard line, and it's fielded. A little slow burn to find a hole, and then he's turning on the jets. Gets through the line. Little space there. Out to the 33-yard line. And the Jayhawks will take over. That was Michael Kirby Jr. on the return.
Michael Kirby Jr.
for the Jayhawks.
And it might surprise you, but Trent Hochter hit on the tackle. After a good boot, that was a good leg.
That was a nice kick. Out of the kickoffs that we've viewed so far in this high school football season, that's among the good ones.
First and 10, Vandercook play.
So the Jayhawks, after what looked like was going to be a nice sustained drive, a turnover cost them on the last possession. They got it back and ready to roll here. And Dubois is going to keep it, turns it upfield. This time, Hanover Horton there. He didn't make first contact, but you give a half tackle, I think, to Hochter on that one. I don't know. We had number 88 in on the stop, William Dick. And we are second down and 7 for Hanover Horton. So that Caden Dubois QB keep, even though they kept him from getting a 10-yard gain, he's been able to gain something every time he's held onto the football. So you may see that factor into the game plan a lot more as we go throughout this beautiful October night. And now we'll get a flag before anything happens on the field. And it looks like that might go against against Hanover Horton. Signal going to be offsides, lining up offsides, the Comets.
Offsides against the Comets, 5-yard penalty.
Yeah, that always drives the coaches crazy when they just say, hey, just take a peek. Look where you are.
Coach Perry Delian over here on the Hanover Horton sideline, taking it in stride, just calling out the next defensive play. Second down and short here for the Jayhawks. Dubois is going to keep it. Does. Stiff arms off a defender. Fights ahead, and he's going to get about 7 yards on the carry and move the sticks for the Jayhawks.
Met initially by Randy Fraley.
Well, so far, both teams finding success more on the outside than up the middle.
Dubois showing the wheels, and there he showed a little toughness, kind of stiff-arming down a defender that would have stopped him for a loss. Instead, he turns that into a positive yardage scenario, and now the Vandercook Jayhawks on the shadow of the 50-yard line, ready to take it into Comet territory again, first and 10 from their own 47-yard line.
In the middle of the beautiful painted HH.
Well done, all hand-painted. And back to throw. Dubois hit as he throws. There's a flag on the play. I'm going to guess that's going to be maybe a hold.
Dubois' pass incomplete.
That might be a hold. But the only thing holding my attention right now is Superintendent Denny, who's just brought some snacks from the great Hanover concession stand.
You challenged him.
We got some
chili cheese fries. There's burgers, popcorn.
We've had some good hospitality through the year, and Hanover's trying to match.
And right now,
successfully doing so, I'd say.
Certainly holding their own. So the penalty does go against the Jayhawks. And that'll cost them back to the 42-yard line. First and 15. Dubois under center. Two wings on either side and a back behind him. The right wing goes in motion. They fake the pitch and kind of give it to the up back. And he's going to get you about 3 yards there. Second down and about 12. On the carry that time, Michael Kirby Jr.
And more importantly for Vandercook, finally a successful handoff up the middle in which there wasn't miscommunications.
They did. Yeah, there were a couple times they put it on the turf on that first drive. One, they were able to dive on it. The second one cost them the football in possession. So here we go now. Second down and 12 from the 45 in Jayhawk territory. And Dubois gives on the pitch around. And a nice job off the end defensively. Cordell Hurd on the carry, and it's Randy Fraley on the tackle. Defensive end just jumping in. Right place, right time. Getting the stop. He's actually listed as a DB, so coming up on maybe pass coverage and just able to step in, kind of hold that end. And he was right there as the end around came through.
Yeah, great job of staying disciplined by Fraley and not just let his eyes follow the ball, but stayed with his assignment.
4:40 to go here, first quarter for Minute Maid Sewer and Drain Cleaning. 7-0 Comets, and the Jayhawks trying to answer, but it's a third and long now. Dubois will fake the pitch, rolling back, and now he'll get hit the running back and kind of wheel route there, but not a lot of room. He's going to get about 2 yards. Fourth and long for the Jayhawks, and that's got to be a punt situation.
Yeah, first he kind of faked the pitch to Adams, took a couple steps, dropped back, and then passed to Adams, and unfortunately for the Jayhawks, Hanover was already out there.
Yeah, get kind of a zone defensive set there where nobody fooled by the fake pitch, and the defender just kind of stayed put and was right there ready to make the tackle when the pass was completed. Fourth down and call it 12, back to punt at the 31-yard line. And the kick is away. It's a pretty nice kick. Fair catch signaled at the 23. And that will be where the Comets take over possession. Gabe French back on the return.
Yeah, nice 30-yard punt with somebody coming right down into his face.
3-yard line.
You know, you mentioned earlier the kickoffs things that we've seen. We've seen a lot of punts that haven't been up to maybe what a lot of football fans would be used to seeing when they're watching college or pros, and that's just the nature of high school football. But that was a nice one.
Good coverage, too, in order to get to a place where they made no return. They had to fair catch it. If the guy's not there to fair catch it, who knows? They get a good bounce, and that gets down inside the 20. Instead, the 23 is not a bad spot to have your team, your opponent have to start. However, the Trent Hochter train has been rolling tonight, and they'll not give it to him. It's a jet sweep, and there's a lot of green to that side of the field. Race to the sideline, pushed out of bounds at about the 33. And on the carry, Garrett Gumper gets around and finds some space. First and 10 for the Comets again.
That run was good enough for the Comets. First down.
Yep. So the QB actually taking a handoff on that play. A little trickery.
And that was from Hochter. We got to make sure we mention.
You know he's in on the play. If there's a play to make, he's there. And now it looks like Gumper will take the snap with Hochter joining him in the backfield. And Hochter's going to pass protect here. Now a rollout, and Gumper's going to run. He's got to run up the sideline to the 50, into the 40, and turns it back inside at the 30. Foot race to the corner of the end zone. 20, 10, shoestring tackle at the 10-yard line to keep Gumper out of the end zone. Andrew Chaney with the stop. And Gumper is going to dive down at the 9-yard line.
Yeah, I think everybody in attendance here tonight thought Gumper was going to easily scamper in for a touchdown, but Chaney did not give up. And
so the last drive belonged to Trent Hochter. This one's belonging to Garrett Gumper. 3:05 to go. It's 7-0 Comets. They'll look to add to that before the time ticks off for this Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning first quarter. Shotgun for Gumper. Hochter is the back. Two wide receivers, and the give is to Hochter this time, and he's right through, untouched for 9 yards into the end zone. Well blocked by the Comets, and it's 13-0 Hanover Horton.
Over 1,000 yards.
Boy, even though we're mentioning Hochter, we're going to have to give some credit to the Hanover offensive line, because that was just a 9-yard touchdown run. Pretty much up the middle.
I'd like to think I could have made that run with that blocking.
I do believe you would have at least made it to the 2.
I just announced up here in the booth, too, that's over 1,000 yards now in the season for Trent Hochter.
I believe it.
He's back for the extra point attempt. The hold is down. Kick is up. Another high one. Looks straight to me. The officials agree. 14-0 Hanover Horton. 1 minute break. We're back with the kickoff on K105.3.
Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes in the booth here in Hanover Horton. Tri-County Water out-of-town score update. Western scored a TD as time expired. All came down to the extra point, which cost them the game against Coldwater. Good. Kick's good. 14-13 win for Western at Marshall tonight. Historic Marshall goes down, and the Panthers get the win.
Well, good for, Faldi? Was that their kicker?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Redemption.
Redemption tour. I also see Michigan Center is now up 13-0 with just about at the end of the first quarter against East Jackson.
I just got some information coming through me across, too, that saying that Trent Hochter actually made food for us, too. Is that true, John? Thir- 14-0 Comets. And then they get a penalty kicking off from the 45-yard line, and Hochter's going to put it out of the end zone. So first and 10 for Vandercook Lake. No return on that play. Hochter making the food, using the kicking off. I think he actually was out here cutting the grass. You've seen those Baker Mayfield commercials.
I think he painted the new HH on the field.
I think that was the guy who did it. He's the backup groundskeeper.
Put up the new lights.
He actually helped me carry equipment up to the booth tonight.
He's even working with Chad Mortimer on some new basketball plays.
2:49 to go, first quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning here on a beautiful football night and a brightly lit field. And John Denny coming through in spectacular fashion with the snacks up here in the booth. He said he better get them early because if he waited till halftime, there might not be any left.
Well, there's still a line over there.
Yeah, it has not stopped. First and 10 for the Jayhawks. Handoff on that one goes to Michael Kirby Jr., and the Comets able to stop him.
And we have a fumble, Steve.
Another fumble and another turnover. And the Comets coming up with the play. Defensive plays for the Comets. The offense is clicking on all cylinders. Good homecoming night for Hanover Horton.
Tell you, there are two really good lines here at Hanover Horton. Hanover Horton's line and the concession stand line. Both equally impressive so far.
First and 10, 21-yard line for Hanover Horton now with 2:42 left on this first quarter. Snap to Gumper, passed out, and a nice wide receiver screen set up out there. And he'll get pulled down at the 10, but that's good enough for a first down. He caught it about the 15 and then was twisted and tugged across that 10-yard line. So we've had Gumper, Hochter, and now Aiden Weir on the reception there. And Aiden Weir, one of the members of the sophomore class out here.
I think on that last with Hanover was in defense, Aiden was listening to our broadcast and he said, "Coach, they're just mentioning Gumper and Hochter. We need another name in there." So there you go.
Another name in the stat book, and Gumper will take the snap, looking to throw again up the middle, in the seam, and into the end zone. Nice catch. Griffin Fedor. And I'll tell you what, that was exactly like they practiced it out in warm-ups. That's right where they were practicing. Fedor makes the catch. Touchdown, Hanover Horton. 20-0.
Man, in any sport, when your players go execute the things that you've been practicing, you're so pleased, and that did. That looked just like the play we saw him doing in warm-ups. So, Gumper to Fedor.
20-0. Gumper to hold now for the third extra point attempt in this first quarter for Hochter. And the kick is up. That was good from quite a bit further away if he needed it to be. 21-0. 2:11 to go first quarter. Let's take another 1-minute break and come back with a kickoff on K105.3.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 2:11 to go first quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Trent Hochter with the football teed up on the 40-yard line. Vandercook back to receive again, trailing now 21-0. Hanover Horton on fire here for homecoming night. Returned again in the middle of the field at about the 14. Going to the left side this time. That was the strong side of the coverage team. To the 25-yard line on the carry is Michael Kirby Jr. stopped, and the Jayhawks will try again. Two fumbles really hurting them so far in this one.
I was just thinking how funny, especially high school football is. I mean, here Vander Cook, who's going to be a little underdog tonight, comes in and just marches. Great drive to open up, and instead of punching it in, they fumble. Hanover gets a quick score, and all of a sudden the floodgates open. And
that's how it feels.
Yep.
Vander Cook Lake could use a sustained drive here. Some of that momentum they had on that first possession. And they'll hand off on first down, dive play past the 25 to about the 27 with forward progress. And spot over maybe 28.
Along with Devin Moore.
And make it second down and about 8 for the Jayhawks.
Yeah, right now, even as you look down on the field from our perspective, the Hanover bodies just even look just bigger right now. And we mentioned about how young Vander Cook's team is. Maybe they have some youngsters out there, but Hanover just is looking like they're outsizing them.
Fake handoff there and pitch out a little space. And a nice run there. Well executed as the QB, Caden Dubois, did a little space and a fantastic pitch that got right into the hands of C.J. Adams as he heads out to the right sideline and able to move the chains for the Jayhawks. That's step one toward a sustained drive and maybe some points on the board for Vander Cook.
And another successful play from Vander Cook that basically I think they need to go outside. I just don't think they have the size that they can just hand the ball off up the middle. Maybe they'll prove me wrong.
Similar score going on over at Lumen Christi with Battle Creek Penfield, Tri-County Water out of town. Score 21-0 after one over on Spring Arbor Road. Dubois running for his life a little bit in the backfield. Ran into the Trent Hochter-led defense. And actually right there on the tackle, too, was William Dick. And they'll pull him down. Loss of about 4 yards on the play. And second down now and 14.
Now, as this first quarter kind of comes to an end here, we get a chance to see a lot of the area high school teams. And I know we've kind of been joking about Trent Hochter and what he's done in this game, but he has been as impressive as any player we've seen, I think, this as far as just overall.
And he's a guy who we caught early last season as a sophomore, actually. Really impressed by him in that opening game. So he's a guy who's going to be a nice player the rest of the way for Hanover this year and somebody that I'll look forward to getting leadership from next season. As the Jayhawks try a runoff tackle, get about a yard, third down and 13 for the Jayhawks.
Yeah, Cameron Worley, one of the Hanover's few seniors actually out there, stopping the play after a short gain.
15 seconds left here, first quarter. Dubois talking to Coach Wolven on the sideline. I don't think we're going to get another play in the first quarter. Let's go ahead and take 1 minute here at the end of one. 21-0. That first quarter belonged to Hanover Horton. The Minute Man sewer and drain cleaning first quarter is over. 1 minute break. We're back with quarter number two on K105.3.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes. 12 minutes on the clock here for the second quarter, 21-0 Hanover Horton Comets as the homecoming night cheerleaders leave and leave behind the veterans. It was fun to see the little kids out there.
Yeah, I think, you know, if I'm a Hanover fan, basically the only thing I saw go wrong in the first 12 minutes were some of those little cheerleaders weren't doing the push-ups after every Hanover point. They're going to have to do better than that, Steve.
Yeah, we expect more out of them. Maybe as they grow and mature as cheerleaders, they'll add that to their repertoire. Third down at about 13 here for Vander Cook Lake. Now moving left to right on your radio dial. Dubois pitches out. looking for a little space, turning upfield. Now slips it back outside. Looked like he had a little room for a moment. A lot of running to get 3 yards on the carry. Cordell Hurd on the carry, and fourth down and 10, and punting situation for the Jayhawks, already trailing 21-0 here in the second quarter. Again, if you're just joining us, a final from Western, 14-13. They beat historic Marshall tonight. And Lumen Christie leading Battle Creek Penfield 21-0. Interstate 8 conference action. Titans will likely wrap that one up and wrap up another Interstate 8 conference championship. Punting situation, back to punt at the 25. Nice high punt and another fair catch. This time at about the 31-yard line for Hanover Horton. But again, nice punt for the Jayhawks.
Yeah, right now, if you're Vandercook, you're looking for positives. And I say right now, two positives. We've had two very nice punts.
Yeah, silver lining. You're a real optimistic guy, Brian.
I am.
21-0 tonight for the Comets with the football back. Their own end of the field, but that hasn't been an issue so far as the offense has really been firing. Hochter back in the backfield. And Gumper's going to throw a first down. Flag comes out, though. False start scenario here as they whistle the play dead. False start will go against the Comets. 5-yard penalty, first and 15. Little help there for the Jayhawk defense.
First negative play for Hanover, who through one quarter. Again, it's early, but they've been averaging 12.2 yards per offensive snap so far.
All right. Wow, where did you? I didn't even see you write that down. Somehow you had that number, though.
That's right.
Tonight for the Comets, we mentioned earlier in the game, Hochter's gone over 1,000 yards for the season, and he'll take the handoff on second and 15, dodges the tackler in the backfield, trying to get to the edge. Now a turn upfield. Well blocked. Gets to the 40, 45, 48. Brought down the end of the play by C.J. Adams, but not before he moves the chains again for Hanover Horton.
Yeah, C.J. Adams making that tackle, he kind of even got a little bit to the side of Hochter. It was like he didn't really want to take him quite head on. And I'm not going to even say that I blame him.
Apparently Hochter also an outstanding wrestler for Hanover Horton. Three wideouts, and they get it to Hochter again, right side, and he's weeding through traffic, cuts it back to the left. One guy to beat, jukes him out of his shoes, gets to the sideline, 20, 15, and he stepped out of bounds at about the 12-yard line.
All right.
So Hochter, we look at him as a, he's strong, but nice footwork there. Making some moves in the open field to avoid the contact. So 10:26 to go first quarter. Hanover Horton back into the red zone and knocking on the door of a score at the 11-yard line.
Yeah, defensive back Michael Kirby Jr., he did take Hochter on kind of head on and paid a little price. So showing Adams, hey, this is what you could do, but maybe you did make a better choice than I made.
Three wideouts now again for Gumper. And he's back to throw. That little flip out to the receiver, and he's trying to turn it upfield. Gets into the 5-yard line at range. Aiden Weir on the reception. Still that quick out to the receiver. And they got two guys out there. One's blocking, one's running. 10 minutes to go in the half. And it's second down at about 4 yards for the Comets. They can get a first down before the end zone here.
Oh, I don't know about you, Steve, but I Gumper watching the little left-handed quick throw. Just for me, sports in general, watching a lefty do something, everything just looks smoother.
It does. Evan Keeter looked like hobbling off the field a little bit. Maybe a twisted ankle getting stretched out, maybe a cramp. Gumper takes the snap, fakes to Hochter, and on the sweep play, it is Gabe French, who races to the edge and finally turns upfield and into the end zone for another Hanover Horton touchdown. 27-0 right now with 9:32 to go in the half. Comet offense pouring it on right now.
Well, that was a nice by the sophomore French. Nice run. But there again, the little fake to Hochter brought about 8 Jayhawks' attention, so French was able to kind of scurry in again untouched.
Essentially one-on-one out there. Hochter will kick the extra point. If the hold is good, the kick is up. And that one's through, and it is now 28-0 Commons. 1 minute break, and we got another kickoff coming your way.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at Hanover Horton High School. 9.5 to go here in the first half. Stay tuned at halftime for our report with Collins Brothers floor covering. We'll do our MHSAA This Week in High School Sports segment. John Johnson. Join us next week for our football frenzy game Friday night at Western. The Panthers hosting Adrian to wrap up their regular season. And then a bonus Saturday football. And it looks like it'll be the Cascades champion and the Big 8 champion in the crossover championship game next Saturday. Kickoff goes down about the 5. Bobbled, picked up to run. Good block, but they're going to get it to him in the back. I think they're going to give him a block in the back or a blindside block there against the Jayhawks. So they get it out to the 25, but it's going to come back a little bit.
So, Steve, you're Coach Wolven over there. It's 28-0. Second quarter's just beginning. You know, what are you telling them over there? What are you telling them?
Have another French fry. Did you do that on purpose to ask me a question right now? Put a French fry in my mouth?
I didn't notice that you were in mid-fry.
If I'm Steve Wolven, I'm talking to my guys, and I'm saying, you know what, guys? We had that opening drive. I want to see more of that. I want to see us get some positive yardage. Let's flip this field. If nothing else, you know, you want to see something better than you had in the last drive. You know. Let's get some points on the board. Let's do that one at a time. I think you're coaching right now, if you're Steve Wolven, for the future of the program, to really coach up these young guys that you have. And like we said, there's like six freshmen or so out there. Jacob Clement, Kyle Hamlin, Kyle Cavins, Dubois is a junior. You've got guys who Michael Kirby is junior, is another sophomore. Guys who are playing big minutes already. You go, look, guys, if we keep doing things right and not make mistakes, then we're building on something. And he has the credibility, I think, at the school to go, I've done it before. We can do it again. It's just going to take a little time. On that first down and 15 carry, though, Dubois gets tripped up and he'll go down. And that's going to make it second down at about 15 still. Inside their own 5-yard line. So this is a tough situation for the Jayhawks. You want to get a little breathing room and if nothing else, give your punter some space to get a good kickoff.
Loss of 5, second and 15.
8:41 on our game clock for the first half. Dubois under center, and now we get a flag coming in from deep in the defensive backfield. And that's going to be a delay of game against the Jayhawks. Half the distance to the goal. It doesn't hurt them a ton, but again, another mental mistake, and that's the kind of things that Coach Wolven is going to be trying to eliminate. Dubois is going to keep it, just trying to get it going toward Comet territory, but they get about a yard maybe on the QB keep, third down, and still 16 yards.
Dubois kept the ball.
Yeah, there again, anything that Vandercook's trying to do, even remotely up the middle, has just not been successful. You know, I'm looking out there, I see Clay Sheffield. We have Cameron Worley, William Dick, and it looks like Mason North.
Thus far, Brian, it's been easy to see why Hanover Horton has given fits to some of those other teams in the Cascades Conference. Real dominating victory over Michigan Center. So I want, you know, I almost feel like they would be. And now we get a timeout coming in from Vandercook, I think. before another delay of game penalty gets called.
Better good play.
Let's take a quick commercial break here. We'll take 30 seconds, and we'll come back with the final 7:38 of the first half, 28-0 Comets on K105.3.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here at Hanover Horton High School. Shout out to Mike Reed back in the studio tonight enjoying some chocolate milk and chocolate donuts, no doubt. His regular Friday night football frenzy meal. We got some chili cheese fries here, regular French fries, cheeseburger, as Vandercook Lake runs his third down play. And a nice job by Dubois, who's through the line. He's in the second level foot race at the 50, 40, 30. It's Dubois with Gumper chasing out of the 20. Out of bounds at about the 13-yard line. Third down and about 16 yards. And Dubois just blasted through the line. And as soon as he got into that next level, it was bye-bye. We've seen the speed from him all the way into Comet territory, and they put that football right about the 11-yard line, the 10.
Yeah, we've been talking about how dominating Hanover Horton's defensive line has been, and they have been, but boy, Dubois squirted right through there, and once he did, I don't think anybody expected.
Yeah, about 86 yards. 80, yeah, give him 80, 87 on the play. 7:21 to go in the half, 28-0, and now the Jayhawks with a chance to get themselves on the board here before halftime takes around. Dubois under center again. And this time he hands off, and that's another one where, gosh, I don't know if you want to blame that on a broken play or just broken defensive line as the penetration gets into the backfield and breaks that one up. Dubois takes a hit before he can even really hand off the football.
He's trying to catch a number on that by Hanover.
I think I'm going to go with number 58.
Yeah, Mason North.
Yeah.
Mason North.
And the PA.
The spotter.
Spotter.
Saw the same thing as us. 6:48 and the clock's running here on Jayhawks' chance to score here before they get into the locker room or school bus. Kind of a shed over there, a little outbuilding. Under center is Dubois. Fakes the give, looking to run an option. And it's knocked loose. Football on the turf. I think maybe a Jayhawk able to get it while he's falling down.
Although the Hanover player is saying it's their ball.
And the officials agreeing with them. So a third turnover in the first half here for the Jayhawks. So with 6:16 to go, Comets take it back after a huge play by Caden Dubois. Really flipped the field. The Jayhawks, another error, keeps them out of the end zone.
Most of you were sent in attention.
At least that's not any kind of, I don't call that definitely a mental error. That's, again, just Hanover Horton kind of dominating with strength and poking the ball out of there.
They did a great job of covering up that option. He really had nowhere to go. Gumper back to pass. Throwing downfield up the sideline. Jump ball. Well defended there on the play.
Gumper pass it
by Michael Kirby Jr. The intended receiver on the play.
Michael Kirby
was, I think that's
Evan Keeter.
Yeah.
And 10.
And it is Evan.
Evan Keeter.
Yeah. No Trevor.
No. Despite whoever typed up the original roster here.
That'd be an ex-Hanover talented player who's now at Northwood University.
Trevor Keeter.
And Trevor Keeler, but I'm sure that's why the mix-up.
On a run here, Hochter. They string it out a little bit, but then he slips through defenders. One's grabbing him down at the 40, to the 43 before he's twisted to the turf. make that the 44. So another Trent Hochter run, and it looked like they maybe had him corralled as he was running sideways, but when he decided to cut up field, he slipped between a couple guys, and before you know it, he's looking at open field.
Boy, I tell you what, Hochter, we were told by the Hanover people up here that he went over 1,000 yards for the season. If this game continues, he might hit 1,500.
Yeah, he really is racking up the yardage in the first half here with 5:40 to go and the clock running. They'll fake it to him, back to throw again as Gumper now. He's got to escape some pressure. Nice move to get through a couple guys still on his feet into Jayhawk territory, spinning and staying up again. He'll retreat out of bounds at the 41. He had nowhere else to go, but they were still unable to bring him to the ground. Nice running by Garrett Gumper.
For our faithful listeners, they know that we've like compared people to other NFL stars. Who are you comparing Gumper to with that ball carrying style where there was, he talk about carrying it loosely. He just kind of had it in one hand out there. And
There's only one guy I can think of whoever did that. It's another lefty, and it's Michael Vick.
Oh, good.
That's the guy I think of.
We'll call him Michael Vick tonight. That's fine.
And Vick, like, with his speed in the open field there, too, looking now back to throw. We'll see if he's got the arm to match. Rolling out right. Nowhere to pass to. He's just going to run it upfield. And he'll he gave him a fake like he might try and stay in bounds, and then takes it out of bounds, wisely avoiding any contact, and get it to the 35. Second down and just a couple yards here for Hanover Horton. Into Jayhawk territory now at the 35-yard line. And we're down to 5:21 to go here. First half, 28-0, the advantage right now for the home field Comets behind a fabulous offensive effort by Trent Hochter and the rest of the offense blocking, been able to pass. They've shown every aspect of their playbook, and this time Hochter just drove right into a player. Great contact. To the defensive player's credit, he didn't give ground. Andrew Chaney making that hit, and Hochter and him just kind of danced a little while there along the sideline until Hochter eventually had to go down. But he did get the first down distance, and at the 28, Hanover Horton with a fresh set of downs.
You know, Steve, again, that was another Vandercook tackler that just didn't look like he wanted to meet Hochter head on. He kind of got off to the side and tried the old arm tackle. And
the handoff goes to Hochter again on the dive play. And before you know it, he's into the second level, moving back to the left sideline, takes the hit, and goes down. But he's going to get down to about the 6 and back on the tackle again. Not dissuaded by the contact is number 20, Andrew Chaney, making first contact with Hochter, bringing him to the turf. First down again, though, for the Comets with 4:46 to go here in the half. They'll be first and goal.
The way this is going, I feel like there's two questions. How fast will Hanover score, and can the Hanover cheerleaders do 35 push-ups?
Will they even attempt it on homecoming night? And there's back to throw. Gumper, they're going to chase him out of the pocket. He'll look to run. And holding that football out, not protecting it. That could come to bite him at another date. For now, it just looks cool as he slides to the end zone. 34-0 Comets. And Hochter will bring that big leg out and try to add the extra point with 4:23 to go.
Gumper answered one of my questions by how fast will they score. It was 7 seconds. And the cheerleaders answered the second question by we are not going to attempt 35 push-ups.
They are doing a cheer, though, for the touchdown. They line up for the extra point. Gumper to hold, Hochter to kick. Had a little bit of defense in his face. Still got it through the uprights. 35-0, Hanover Horton. 4:23 to go, first half, 1 minute break, and we'll get another kickoff for you on K105.3.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 4:23 to go in the first half. 35-0 Comets. And Trent Hochter and crew. Gumper and Hochter right now, I think, trying to battle to see who's going to win that Player of the Game award. As the kick rolls into the end zone, it'll be a touchback.
Hochter's kick went through the end, back
Hochter's
end zone.
Showing that big leg off. I expect Hochter will make an appearance on Saturday at that crossover championship game when they honor the all-conference athletes. I'd be shocked if he wasn't a part of that crew.
Yeah, if he's not, I am going to write a strongly worded letter.
The validity of that organization will be in question if he's not on the list. And we've only seen him for about one and a half quarters here. Well, verging on 1 3/4 of football. And we're going to time out from the comments. Let's take a timeout for 30 seconds. Final 4:23 of this half on K105.3 next.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Vander Cook Lake breaks their huddle, gets out onto the football field. First and 10 from their own 20-yard line. A couple of occasions they've had something working offensively and have turned it over. Pitch out here. Little nifty footwork, but too many defenders to get away from. Dancing in the backfield is Cordell Hurd. He's going to be brought down for a loss of about two. Second down at 12.
Speaking of dancing, for any Hanover students listening, going to maybe make it their way back to the homecoming dance, they might want to think about getting here a little bit earlier than anticipated, because in high school football, if you fall behind 35, we will see a running clock, I think, in the second half. So maybe the homecoming festivities start a little bit early if this continues this way.
If I'm Vander Cook Lake, that's one of my goals, is to keep that from happening.
Yeah.
Their offense on the field with 3.5 in the half to try and stop it. Pitch out and some room to run. Race to the sideline. They string it out. Good job by the Comet defense. Holding that edge was Caleb Hull, and that will stop him for no gain. Actually, maybe lost another yard. Third down, about 13 for Vander Cook Lake.
Made the tackle.
Yeah, this is tough when you're Vander Cook with 3 minutes to go. You know, you're down 35-0, so I guess anything goes. But you hate to also turn it back over to Hanover and let them punch one more in before the half as well.
Still too much time left on the clock for me. If I'm Vander Cook, we do what we do here, and then we punt if we have to. Back to throw now, and kind of a screen set up there by the Jayhawks. And nice running there. Little room. He's got a shot at the sticks. We get a penalty flag coming in. I think that might end up being a block in the back. Cordell Hurd on the carry. And a nice play. He's going to get stopped short of the first down sticks. And what was the call on the flag?
There is a penalty flag.
I gotta believe this one's going against Vander Cook.
That's what it looks like. I think we saw an unofficial gesture that it was going to go against the Jayhawks. I don't know. They are gonna walk it off, block holding penalty, and move it back. 35-0, 2:35 to go for the first half here. All Comets offensively. The Jayhawks turnovers has been the name of their game tonight, keeping them off the scoreboard. Football frenzy. We will football frenzy again next Friday at Western High School. Adrian will be the opponent. We still have some of those t-shirts. If you want to get one of those Summit Orthodontics Western Panthers t-shirts, come by early for the tailgate and get signed up for a chance at $1,053. And he's going to keep it. And look at that. He's got room to run once again. Dubois able to do that QB keep. And just slash right through. He takes the snap and just beats it. It's almost too soon. He's so quick. It's almost too soon for the defense to react. First down from the 36-yard line. So once again, on third and long, Caden Dubois does some magic, and he's able to move the football in the chains.
First down.
I guess when you're giving up that much size up there up front, something really quick like that allows you to get to the hole before Hanover size can take over.
Under 2 minutes now to go first half. And we're going to get a timeout. Timeout from the Jayhawks. You saw that runner go in motion as though they were starting up the play, and then they whistle it dead for the timeout. I thought maybe he went too early or something. But we'll stop the clock, and we'll take a break. 30-second break. Back with more on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. 35-0 Hanover Horton leads Vandercook Lake.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, still 1:49 to go here first half, and it seems like this last like 4.5 minutes has taken a long time. Teams using up their timeouts. And again, I think the Jayhawks really, really see the value in getting some points up on the board before they go into the locker room. And, you know, we want to be realistic and say it's not looking like they're going to come back, but you also don't want to take away that possibility that you make some adjustments and, you know, you at least put it close and you feel like you got something to play for late in this game. Jayhawks out with 1st and 10 from their own 36-yard line. And Dubois fakes the handoff. He's keeping. Looks like they were running kind of an option play with the defense in the backfield too quickly. And they're going to lose a chunk here back to the 30-yard line. And that's going to make it 2nd down at about 17.
Yeah, the only option there was the option of whether it was going to be Burmis or North tackling Dubois. They both were there quickly.
The ball is spotted at the 30-yard line. 2nd down and 17 yards to go.
Shotgun now for Dubois. He's been under center most of the game. He's going to throw 2nd and long, and penetration is there. And the sack is going to be Jack Burmis. But you also had Wyatt Dick in the backfield pressuring, kind of chasing Dubois out of the pocket. And now 3rd down, and that's 22.
Yeah, boy, Steve, looking at this first half and the youth of Hanover and then the domination that we're seeing, teams better be taking note. Your Grass Lakes and Addisons, and I'm sure they're taking note that Hanover's going to be right up there next year, I think, in the Cascades.
And I'm sure those wise coaches for those teams you just mentioned already know. I think they're ahead of us most certainly with their scouting. So 19.1 to go here in the half. We get a timeout from the sideline. Let's keep it here on the broadcast and just mention some of our fine sponsors like Northwest Community Schools, Jackson Public Schools, Columbia School District, East Jackson Community Schools, one of our sponsors on the game today, County National Bank, Collins Brothers Floor Covering coming up at the halftime. How about Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning? You think everybody's got their furnace ready with this cold weather coming down upon us?
Hey, it's supposed to be 65 this weekend. Might still keep the air going.
I guess I'm talking about the overnights. Did you turn on your heat yet at your house?
No, we have not.
You haven't. Who's in charge of that?
I'm in charge of everything at my house.
I don't believe that for a second. I've met your wife, and I think you'd be a fool to not let her be in charge of stuff just to realize she's going to be better than you at that. My wife's in charge of our furnace, and if she says no, I try to talk her. I lobby her if I can, but I don't always win.
I think the difference is your wife might be listening, and I know my wife's at the game, so.
They've got a radio there in the concession stand, and the Jayhawks will take a knee on 3rd and long and let that clock run down to the halftime locker room. 35-0 our score. The Jayhawks will talk it over, and they're going to have to come out with a defensive stop, which they have not been able to do yet. They're going to have to kick off to start the 2nd half.
And
I don't know if there's – it doesn't seem to be scheme. What's the difference? It's just Hanover Horton has been out playing them.
Yeah, yep. I think Vandercook, only thing that could save him maybe is joining the booth right now is who I call Big Daddy, Donnie Bergstrom. 4th and 1 is what they used to call him. If it was 4th and 1, you just give him the ball, and it's a 1st down. And unless he shows up for Vandercook, it might be a long second half.
I don't know. I mean, I like the storytelling. I just don't love the Notre Dame hat here in the booth, but that's just my preference. Let's take 3 minutes here on the halftime, and we'll come back, look at the first half stats, set things up for the second half. Our halftime brought to you by Collins Brothers Floor Covering on K105.3.
High school football on K105.3. It's the Halftime Report. Now, back to the press box.
Halftime here at Hanover Horton, and we're getting the homecoming court introduced. We have a Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard update from that Lumen Christie game, and WKHM's 42-6 at the half, all over Battle Creek Penfield. Halftime, Grass Lake, 19-0 lead over Manchester. I think I'm a little surprised by that. Manchester is a solid running team, and I figured they would at least get one long, sustained drive, but good score. 19-0 Grass Lake, looking to move on and solidify themselves in second place and root for Napoleon a little bit tonight and see if they can't come up with a big upset against Addison.
Yeah, that's the thing. After that Addison loss last week, you never know how high school team's going to respond to that. Are they going to be fired up and angry, or do they realize their first place hopes are through their fingers?
Maybe. I think Randy Cole is a good enough motivator to keep them playing well and knowing, look, we got a shot in the postseason here. Maybe we get to see Addison again.
Yeah.
Coldwater, who we saw last week, up 7-0 against Harper Creek in the first quarter. It's the last available check-in that we see there. Had a number of other scores here. Northwest lost to Hastings, 62-42, the final in that one. As the Mounties continue their season, they wrap up next week against Leslie at home on that beautiful new field at Northwest High School.
Leslie coached by Greg Piscadna.
Oh, really? Former Michigan Center head man.
And Alma football coach, yeah.
Let's see. I feel like I had one. Oh, we had the 14-13 Western with an early game tonight, getting a W against historic Marshall. So congratulations to Western, and we'll see them next week. Our Football Frenzy Friday night game, Western.
I also see Florida Atlantic and Marshall are at a 17-17 tie at half, and Pittsburgh's ahead 10-6 against Syracuse with about halfway through the second quarter to go. That's for all the degenerate friends over at the barn.
We got an update on that Cascades game we were just talking about. Addison, 32-10 lead against the Napoleon Pirates. They're looking like they're comfortably on their way to a Cascades Conference Championship. And in that crossover, it's looking like their opponent on Saturday would be Reading. And as our schedule dictates, that would be our football Saturday game in Addison against Reading. And that's a Reading team that's a defending Division 8 state champion. And we got to see them last year against Grass Lake, and they were impressive, and they were big then. And that's a year ago, and all those kids were juniors. So Reading is going to be tough for Addison in the crossover championship game, if those scores hold true. Here at the half, we've got to take a break here for that MHSAA segment. 35-0, Trent Hochter, Gumper leading the way for Hanover Horton. We're looking for a little more offense to come out in the second half from Vandercook Lakes, Caden Dubois.
So we will not have time for our normal homecoming, your gown review?
Best dressed.
Best gown. Yeah.
Blackwell's best dressed list tonight. I'm really simple when it comes to dresses. The most sparkly one gets my attention over on the 40-yard line, so we'll see what happens with that. Let's go ahead and take a 3-minute break. We'll hear from the let's take a 2-minute break. We'll hear from the MHSAA, and then we'll come back out here to Hanover Horton. 35-0 our score on K105.3.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Brian Haynes at the half here at Hanover Horton High School. 35-0, the Comets lead. The Vandercook Lake Jayhawks. And and a fun homecoming halftime show. Though I was bummed they don't take they're protecting the integrity of their track. They didn't drive the floats around the field.
And some good looking floats too.
Yeah. So I did get a glance at them as I hustled to the bathroom and back though.
Did you declare a float winner?
I liked the Cars float. They had Lightning McQueen, Mater.
Yeah.
Yeah, good looking float, really.
It was that
junior class
floats our winner.
That's the unofficial winner.
We should start judging everybody's homecoming floats.
Yeah.
Queens, dress gowns. Yeah.
Everything.
We're getting good.
Banners.
Oh, yeah.
We are going to wrap up the halftime report for Collins Brothers Floor Covering. Thank you to Collins Brothers Floor Covering, though. And if you need new flooring, geez, stop by and say hello to them and see what they got. Waterproof flooring, it's really popular right now, and understandably so, because water gets on stuff a lot. 12 minutes on the clock, 35-0. The Comets lead, so we'll begin the second half. That running clock situation that we were talking about. And the Jayhawks are going to have to step up on the defensive end if they want to give themselves a shot to get in the end zone. They had 3 turnovers in the first half. Really a difference maker, keeping them out of this game. Not to mention their entire failure to stop the Hanover Horton offense even once. The Comets were able to score on every possession, and they got into the end zone every try.
And DuBois made some exciting, explosive runs, but like you mentioned, just shooting themselves in the foot.
Squib kick by Vandercook, and it's going to go out of bounds. That'll get the yellow fabric out of the official's pocket. Jayhawks defense. The onus is on them to be tough here. 35-0 with 12 minutes here on the clock in our third quarter. And that crowd lined up on the fence and in the stands out there, as big a crowd as we've had all year at any of these games, right? The Hanover Horton folks definitely support their sports teams out here.
Yeah. Very tight-knit community.
Agreed. First and 10 now for the Comets at the 35. Gumper out of the shotgun. Hochter still on the field. And back to throw. Gumper looking outfield. Now he's going to look to run. Mike Vick style holding it in his left hand. Never really cradles it. Sneaks out of bounds. He's still going to get a couple yards, but a better job by the Vandercook defense in pursuit to keep him from gassing them for a big game, which he's been able to do throughout this game.
Yep, and you mentioned it late in the second quarter. Again, if you're Vandercook, I know it's 35-0, but now you have to. We talk about this. You know you're playing for pride. You're playing for improvement. You're even playing for next year with a young team.
Mm-hmm.
Got to do things the correct way. Try to finish this game off.
I was thinking of it like my golf game. I'm not going to play well for the entire round, but I want to have a couple shots to remember at the end of the day. And if you're Vaynercook right now, you're looking to get a couple shots, a couple plays to remember. Out pass there by Gumper, and he's thrown a few times, but nothing downfield really. They tried one deep downfield pass. Generally, they just toss those quick outs to the receivers. On that play, it was William Dick on the catch, and he's going to get about... Oh, what do we give him, about 2? So we'll say that was about 6 yards.
Brings up third down
and 1.5.
Third and 1.5. You think this might be Trent Hocker carry?
It could be, but I think they've been really trying to, you know, pass it around. And they do give to Hocker on a sweep. He's going to get to the outside. Now turns it upfield, breaking tackles. Looked like he briefly might lose the football, but he tucked it in. Gets into Jayhawk territory and down to about the 42 before he stopped. First and 10 for Hanover Horton.
Initially by Andrew Chaney and finished up by C.J. Adams.
I guess any down, any distance is Trent Hocker territory. I think they feel like right now they can give it to him at any time. He just looks like a big guy. He's quick, nimble on his feet. He's shown juke moves. He's shown power moves. Really impressive tonight, Trent Hocker. He's in the backfield now as Gumper brings out the shotgun. Two split to the right for Gumper. He takes the snap, looking to throw, and there's that quick wide receiver screen. And that one's going to go out to Evan Keeter. He makes the catch, dives over the 40-yard line to about the 38, depending on the spot here. Get about 5 yards on the play.
Tackled by a block.
Yeah, back to the point about Hocker on any down or distance. you know, there's the life of Cascades Conference football with, you know, 165-pound linebackers.
Yeah.
And you get a kid like Hochter, who, again, we don't have the weights, but what are you guessing? Maybe 210 and a muscular 210 and fast 210.
A lean 210.
Yeah.
Lean muscular 210. He breaks a tackle there. They would have stopped him before he got to the chains. Instead, he's rambling and over the 20 down to about the 17. Hochter spinning, dragging, lowering the shoulder. Anything to keep from going down tonight, and he is moving the chains again for the Comets. They get a spot at about the 18. It's first and 10 there for the Comets in Vander Cook territory with 8.5 to go here in the third. Another chance at another score for Perry Deliane's Comets. There's a snap. Gumper looking to throw left sideline. He'd go to the end zone. Jump ball. Up the helmet and reeled in. Touchdown. William Dick stayed concentrating on the play. The high fade. Little short, the defender. And Dick, again, we don't have a height listing here, but he's going about 6'3", I'm guessing. A lean 6'3", 6'4", with length. And he didn't even need to go to the sky to get to that one, and it kind of bounced off his helmet. Concentration, stayed with it, made the catch in the end zone, and it's 41-0 Comets.
Yeah, picking on the defensive back that, from our guess, looks about 5'7".
Yeah. Mismatch, and they spotted it, threw it out to Dick for the touchdown. 8-10 to go in the third, 41-0. They'll add the extra point here. Hochter, perfect on the night, 7-for-7. And let's take a 30-second break. We're back for the kickoff on K105.3.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 8-10 to go third quarter. It's a 42-0 Comet lead.
That's his backup plan.
And they continue to use all options on their offensive playbook tonight. Hanover Horton putting on a show for the homecoming crowd. And now we'll see if the Jayhawk defense or the Jayhawk offense can get their first try here in the second half, make something happen.
You know, we're used to Hochter kicking off and showing off the leg, and I did think the last kickoff might have been by 77 Clay Sheffield, and here he is kicking off, and he's got quite a leg.
Yeah, it rivals down about the 8-yard line where it's fielded by the Jayhawks, running up the sideline here and into a crowd, and we get a collision between a couple of Comet defenders as Caden Dubois, excuse me, no, C.J. Adams on the return. C.J. Adams brought down, but a decent field position here for the Jayhawks at the 30-yard line.
Brady Fraley in on the tackle as well.
Now let's see if Vander Cook can march down the field and hang on to the ball.
First time.
Just hang on, cover it up.
Protect that football. Name of the game here for the Jayhawks. Getting the play from the sideline, Caden Dubois out to the huddle. 7:26 and counting here in the third quarter with a 42-0 Comet advantage. And Dubois hands off, and another bungled exchange. Dubois is able to dive on it. Second down and 9. They got about half a yard. Fumble Ruski.
They're digging deep into the playbook.
And Gary Sturgill made the tackle.
All you look for this at this point from a team trailing 42-0, keep playing hard.
Yep.
And I think the Jayhawks are doing that. It's tough to keep going at it like that when you're feeling defeated across the board.
And knowing that you're a Hall of Famer, I'm kind of looking at you the same way. I want you to keep broadcasting hard. Don't ease up.
I can't just take a if I just start having long patches of silence, turn up the crowd mic a little bit, we can hear the cheerleaders when they're in full force.
Don't just start stuffing your mouth with chili cheese fry and
That's a second down carry, goes for nothing. They lost a yard there. It's third down and 11. 6:07 as our third quarter ticks away here. Hey, thanks to Your Premier Properties for hooking us up with the foam fingers at the pregame tailgate giveaway. And we're just now one more week's worth of entries into our $1,053 giveaway, and we'll have the big finale party at the Hunt Club. Back to pass on third and long is Dubois. He's got some time in the pocket, rolling out, just nobody open. He does get it away and caught. No, he dropped it. Open player on the play was C.J. Adams. And leaning a little bit as Dubois didn't quite put it on the spot there on the run, but it should have been caught. Adams had a shot at it. He missed it. And that'll bring a fourth down at about 11 for the Jayhawks at their own 29-yard line.
And that little bobbled catch falls under the category of when it rains, it pours.
Yeah, that's one you got to reel in a situation like this. Those Dubois did a good job of setting up the defender and buying enough time to get the guy open and just in and out of his hands. Fourth down. Punt unit is out, and that's been a bright spot for the Jayhawks. The snap's a little high, but he does grab it and gets away another high and solid punt. Puts him down at the 42-yard line. Make that 43 on the spot. Comets will take over. 4:46 to go.
Nice catch there by Randy Fraley. Again, one of those skills that we take for granted because we watch NFL and college football, but your high school punt returner and they boot him up that high, gets into the lights, and it's not something you get to practice in the day after school. So,
and I've looked up at these lights. Yeah. They will blind you. These LEDs they've got out here at Hanover Horton. But the field is well illuminated. I'm pretty impressed with the light situation. A little misdirection and a race to the sideline and turn it upfield. Nice run. It's still dragging a guy by the... He's pulling on his shirt. Dragging him in the same way that you drag the sled on that carry. A penalty flag comes out late, but York Balau. I know I got it wrong, but a nice run by the senior, jet sweep style.
And I do happen to know that's York Balau.
Balau.
And I know because York's mom, Amy, used to be Amy Ferquin of Michigan Center.
And now she's Amy Balau.
Amy Balau. That's her baby boy out there showing some wheels.
Showing some wheels because it was a race to get to the edge, and he won the race. And now we'll get a personal foul at the end of the play against the Jayhawks. So the Comets have proven they don't need any help moving the football, but they'll get some on this one and put it up at the 20. That's a 23-yard line. And the Comets once again with a chance to score here, leading 42 to nothing with 4:10 to go third quarter, and they'll get that clock started. And it doesn't stop at that point. Shotgun here for Gumper. Takes the snap, hands off, and on first down, they'll get it inside the 20. It's about the 19 on the carry, Randy Fraley. And it looks like Trent Hochter has earned himself a rest for the rest of the game here.
Yep, Trent gets to go get ready for the homecoming dance, get his shirt and tie on.
I think if you're the homecoming winner tonight, you're glad that Trent Hochter is a junior and ineligible to win because he's won everything else it seems tonight.
Gain of 3, 2nd, and 7.
And another handoff on second down, and this time breaking a few tackles. And gets it down and hit from behind, and it blows him forward to about the 9-yard line. On the carry again, Randy Fraley, junior ball carrier for the Comets.
Ben O'Neill.
So knowing that we've kind of named ourselves as homecoming committee of everything, of all schools, are you ready to name Trent Hochter king of the Cascades running backs?
Ooh, no.
Ooh.
I think we've seen enough good backs, particularly the young man we saw from Manchester. And I think on first down here, we get a jet sweep, and he's racing to the corner. And they'll signal for a touchdown for Randy Fraley. 2:48 to go in the third. It's 48-0 now. Manchester's running back was pretty impressive. I think we were chipped out of a chance to see a good running back at Grass Lake with an injury. So I think there are a lot of guys in the running. So while I think Hochter would definitely have his claim, I'm unwilling to outright say that he's the best or the king.
And in fairness, we haven't got to see Addison either.
True.
And I think they have a nice pack. His name's escaping me, but
Addison was leading 32-10 over Napoleon, looking to wrap up an unbeaten Cascades Conference schedule. Looks like maybe they drew the Jayhawks offside on the extra point try. As, again, the backup kicker now handling duties, Clay Sheffield. Any relation to Gary Sheffield, former Major League Baseball? Did he get in the Hall of Fame?
I don't believe he had the credentials.
Famer. Yeah.
Sheffield to attempt the extra point.
The hold is down. Sheffield's kick looks good from here. Officials also think so. 1 minute break, 49-0 Comets lead on K105.3.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes with 2:48 to go in the third. And a kickoff that goes down to the 4-yard line and fielded by Vander Cook Lake. And the return looking to go to the left side. Gets a block, now turns it upfield at the 20 to about the 25 before he's chased out of bounds. Michael Kirby on the return.
Michael Kirby Jr. returned the kickoff.
So now that you wondered about Gary Sheffield, now we say Michael Kirby, are we going to talk about Kirby Puckett?
Are we just going to make a stretch? I don't think they're related, but yeah, Kirby Puckett, Hall of Famer in your book?
He is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
These are the things we talk about.
My grandma loved Kirby Puckett. She wasn't necessarily a Twins fan, but she loved Kirby Puckett.
How could you not love Kirby Puckett?
I don't know. Shotgun back to throw on first down. And that's a completed pass and still on the run to the 40, almost to the 45. The Jayhawks have had a few big plays at times here. The problem's been the turnovers, snagging them. Andrew Chaney on the reception. Junior receiver for the Jayhawks. And locker number 550 at school.
Now, how would you know what locker number he is?
It's one of the most unusual stats included on a roster so far this season in our broadcasting experience. Locker 550. Meet him there after lunch. He always has extra licorice. Throw downfield. Another catch here on first down for the Jayhawks, and that one will be pulled down in Comet territory at the 49. The receiver on the play for that one, C.J. Adams.
Complete to C.J. Adams.
1 minute and running here. 49-0 Comets lead. Third quarter coming to a close with second down at about 4 yards here for the Jayhawks, putting together a little bit of a drive here. And again, you want to avoid that Achilles heel, which has been the quarterback to running back exchange. Maybe they're sticking with the passing game here. Du Bois back to throw again. He's got time. And it's hit at the line. And that'll fall incomplete. Nice job to get his hands up on the play. I've got Griffin Fedor as the defender there. 23 seconds and the clock runs even with the incomplete pass because it's 49-0 and it'll be a third down play. And I don't think they're going to get it off before we end the third quarter. 13 seconds. They're not going to rush up to the line. They're going to walk it over to the sideline. Let's take another 1 minute break. Final quarter of play when we return. 49-0 Comets lead on K105.3.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jayhawks back on the field, moving right to left on your radio dial, third down and four. At the Comet 49-yard line, looking to throw again and completed. Gosh, I want to see the spot on this one because it's going to be right near the chain. Caught by J.J. Futrell. And it'd be close to first down. Right now it's looking short, and they are going to make it fourth down at about one. Looks like less than one, and now we'll get the ruling. Yeah, they're going to let it be fourth and short.
That was a nice quick pass, but good tackling by Fraley and Aiden Weir to stop him. It looked like it was going to be a first down, but tackling him there quickly.
I'd look for the Dubois QB keep here, and that's what we get. He'll get the first down and still driving. And finally drilled into the turf at about the 42-yard line. That'll move the chains for the Jayhawks, and they keep the drive going. And again, a handful of times tonight they've had a little sustained drive. It looked like a little momentum, and then they would kill that with a turnover. So right now I'd like to see continued passing here by Dubois. It's been working for him here on this drive.
As the professionals that we are, we don't usually root for things. We just tell the listeners what we're seeing. But I got to say, I'm kind of rooting for Vandercook to keep a drive going and actually not fumble it and experience a little bit of success. Take something away from this game positively.
Out of the shotgun, Dubois looking downfield again. This time he's going to get pressure. Eludes it. He's chasing against Hochter. Hochter's behind him. Misses him, and they get a shoulder right at about the 35, and a flag comes out. I don't know if he's hit out of bounds or not, but he did get to the 35 for a first down. Oh, no, short of the first down mark. But the flag coming at the end of the play, maybe unnecessary roughness.
It's funny, you see number 5, Dubois, taking off, who we've already said is quite fast, a fast kid, and you see a big 99 chasing him, and you think, there's no way he's going to catch him, but then you realize who that is.
Hochter giving chase, and Dubois outran him. And now with a penalty, they're going to move the sticks a little bit further downfield, and Vandercook Lake once again has something cooking, and they'll just need to avoid turnovers.
After the penalty, the ball is spotted on the 20.
I kind of saw you walking up the bleachers earlier and kind of got a glimpse of your kind of view from a side view. I think you need to start avoiding turnovers. Was that uncalled for?
It's too real. It's too. If it was ridiculous and out of context, I might laugh, but it's like, yeah, I know. Thanks for bringing it up. Ouch. Very ouch, man.
I should not throw stones.
I can't. It's the delicious concessions food here from Hanover Horton. Look at the line is still, the game's almost over. They're trying to get to-go bags now. I don't know if that line will be complete before we're out of time in the game. Second down and 10 after an incomplete pass. Low snap.
Oh, no.
And the Comets have it.
They did it again.
Did you get a profile view of the Jayhawks? As they can't put it, they can't decline the turnover. And they give it back to the Comets at the 25-yard line. And botched snap into the shotgun, and it'll be Comet ball. Under 9 minutes in the clock running. 49-0 Comet advantage.
Is our crossroads winter crossroads?
Well, this is a nice situation for a couple of the backups from Hanover to kind of get to show what they can do as well.
We got John Denny up here in the booth. I'm going to toss the microphone in his face here as he cringed a little bit. We'll lose a little bit of the crowd sound here, but John, good game for you guys tonight.
Oh, it's been an awesome night.
And what a crowd for homecoming, too.
White Hill, the ball carrier.
This community comes out and supports the Comets. There's no doubt about that.
How do you guys always have a packed house everywhere? Every time I go to any, I go to a basketball game, it's full. I come to a football game, it's full. Do they do this for the soccer team, too?
We travel well for everything. It's one of those, anytime we go somewhere, people are always amazed at how small of a town we are and how many people will get at a game.
And you guys got regional soccer coming up
Tuesday in Livonia.
Tuesday in Livonia. You guys gonna take a crowd bus over to Livonia? Let the kids out early.
Randy Braley, the ball carrier.
I don't know if we'll be taking a bus down or not, but it's been one of those. Right now, it's been getting through homecoming.
Sure.
And then we'll worry about next week starting tomorrow.
I think Steve and I are doing that game, aren't we? Doing the soccer game, or
sure. I mean, it would be fun just to get to yell goal really loudly a few times. I never get to do that. I might try. If Comets score again, watch out. I'm doing it.
Do it on the field goal.
Soccer style call. There you go. 7:21 to go. We get a flag out on the field. So what's going on at Hanover Horton otherwise?
We've just been having a great year. You know, last week we had both our cross-country teams won conference championships on the same day the soccer team won their first district. Got a great game going to here, and enrollment held steady, and just a lot of great things happening in the classrooms as well. Just things are rolling well.
I would say as much as you have to tout athletically, I feel like every time I hear a spot on the radio or anything for Hanover Horton, you start right out with academics, and you guys are pretty proud of what you do out here for that.
Well, that's why we always talk about our student athletes. You know, it's important for them to make sure they're doing it right in the classroom and in the community, and they excel on the fields as well. That's an added bonus.
All right. John Denny, superintendent out here at Hanover Horton. How can people learn more?
They can visit our website. They can go to Hanover Horton School District on Facebook. They can stop by. I'll be more than happy to give them a tour.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, John.
Thanks a lot.
So we will get the crowd back on the mic here, and we'll get to hear the cheerleaders not doing push-ups, but cheering the whole way. As we said, we don't want them to... We just want them to play hard. Cheerleaders, too. All 48 minutes. 6:25 ticking away at Comets. Nearing midfield here. Second and six from the 46. And they'll hand off again. And he gashes through. He's going to get the first down. And showing a little bit of... A little bit of power, Randy, not quite Trent Hocker level power, but Randy Fraley's got something working here in backup duty for Hanover Horton. Nice to have a few of those weapons and know that they've got an 11 next to their name on the roster, and they'll be back again, presumably, for the next football campaign.
Yeah, because that 11, that is their grade, not their locker numbers.
Can't always say that when you look at the Vandercook Lake side of the roster. Hocker now handling quarterbacking duties and hands off, and there's going to be another score for the Comets, streaking up the sideline on the end around. York Balo, and he takes it to the house.
There is a penalty flag.
But we do have a penalty flag down, and we have a Jayhawk player. Maybe the wind knocked out of him. And he is writhing in pain at about the 30-yard line as the trainer hustles over. Looks like the flag might go against our home field Comets here. And it's a crying shame because they didn't need to hold or block at the back. There was no defender who had a shot to catch the runner on the play, York Balo, but they will bring it back.
Yeah, that was a well-designed play. Randy Fraley on a fake going up the middle, and I saw at least five Vandercook players chasing him who he did not have the ball.
We've been talking, we've been building up that concession line, and it has died down a little bit, but I got some insight saying that it's 10 kids all waiting in line while one kid buys a bag of popcorn. I don't buy it. I walked past that line, and I know that they're up there for the grub. What time do they shut down that grill, John?
When they run out of food.
When they run out of pre-prepared patties. So you could get a full nacho plate. They're going to be, when we do our end of season awards, they're going to be in the running for that concession stand of the year.
Oh, absolutely. Chili cheese fries were top notch.
Yeah.
And the burger. Tasted like something right off of your grill.
Yeah, that is what
you used to have me over grilling burgers in the yard. Oh, wait, no, you never invited me
that
over.
That was, yeah, it didn't happen. Oh, wow, you acted like it was me that... You could come over on Sunday, sunny and 65.
I think I'm golfing.
I think I'm also trying to golf, actually. Who knows how many more days like that we'll have. Players still down on the field here. 5:31 stuck on the clock, but 49-0 Comet lead. And let's shout out to some of our sponsors here while we have the opportunity. Thank you to our fourth quarter sponsor, East Jackson Community Schools. Together we thrive. Steve Doran and the crew. Glad to have them on board.
all season long. And we've kind of been shouting out to all of our, the school sponsors that have been on the game. Thanks to John Denny and the Hanover Horton Schools being on the game tonight. We also have Jackson YMCA. As the player gets a round of applause, leaving the field, still holding. I can't tell if he's holding his ribs or he's cradling his arm there, but either way, he's still clearly in pain. Comets now, it's showing first down about 12 on the field, but we walked off the penalty. I'm going to see what the spots got us at, and I think that's going to be about where we're at, first and 12 at the 44-yard line. Still some whistles happening on the field. And now we'll get the Comet offense up to the line.
There we go.
Well, that's still down.
Shotgun here, Hochter, apparently the backup QB, he does it all. Hands off on first and long, and that's going to be Fraley brought down after a short gain. Make a second down at about 9.
Randy Fraley, the ball carrier.
Well, good sportsmanship on the field for the Jayhawks. Shout out to Big Jake Brock, senior, locker number 635.
And in on that tackle, too, Isaac Long, who was popped up pretty excited about the tackle. And that's, one of the people I look down and I see a 10 for a sophomore.
Oh,
and so you like to see the younger kids still into the game.
It's all experience that you draw on later. Hector, shotgun, hands off again. Second down and about 9, and not a lot of running room on that one again, but still positive yardage for the Comets.
Fraley, the ball carrier.
Fraley again.
Tripped up
with
by
427 Humphrey. Taken away, a 49-0 Comet lead. Out-of-town scoreboard check-in here at last look. Pinckney, 21-0 halftime lead against the Jackson High School Vikings in the Interstate 8. 49-6 Lumen Christie lead over Battle Creek Penfield. Addison was 32-10 against Napoleon at our last update. Western, a 14-13 win over historic Marshall to bring to close an up-and-down Interstate 8 season for the Panthers. But they'll look ahead to the postseason. Fraley takes it on third and short. Dodges tackle, stays on his feet, breaks free up the sideline, and he's into the end zone again. Randy Fraley. Pretty nifty run. Looked like they had him two or three times, and he kept spinning, kept driving forward, and he takes it to the house. 55-0 now. Comets on the drive.
Yeah, Fraley looking like a little smaller version of Hochter on that, breaking tackles, showing the combination of power and speed.
And they'll take it into the end zone. Tri-County Water out of town. Scoreboard updates. Tri-County Water is delicious water. And in a game that I expected to be close, 25-0 Grass Lake leads Manchester. Really recovering nicely after, like as you mentioned, that loss a week ago. Grass Lake's really come back and stuck it to the Manchester Flying Dutch. Coldwater 14-7 lead over Harper Creek. All the scores tomorrow morning with GOC as the extra points. Good. Let's take another 1 minute break. Back with a kickoff on K105.3.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes. And our final minute, 28, as the clock runs down, 56-0, Hanover Horton. Update, Michigan Center, 19-6. At East Jackson at last update, 40-10, Addison over Napoleon. The Addison Panthers will remain undefeated in the Cascades Conference and call it a championship. Kickoff is going to be fielded at about the 15 by Jayhawks. There's a little return to about the 29, and he'll get stopped.
Chaney returned the kickoff.
And that is Andrew Chaney. And so with under a minute to go, looks like this will likely be our final, 56-0. Jayhawks just couldn't overcome the turnover. It seemed like every time they had a little bit of an offensive rhythm. they turn the football over, and the Jayhawks get to the sideline, actually line it up for the handshake line. As the final 30 seconds run off the clock, they've had enough. Let's go ahead and take a two-minute break here on the postgame, and we'll come back to likely wrap up the broadcast, get our player of the game, and set things up for next week. Our final at Hanover Horton, the Comets 56, and the visiting Vandercook Lake Jayhawks nothing on K105.3.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 56-0 the final here. Hanover Horton housed the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks. Great, great effort. Are we getting an engagement on the field right now? Postgame, a marriage engagement. Did she say yes?
Wow.
I think that's a yes hug. And there you go. I don't know who it was, but marriage.
It wasn't Trent Hochter, was it?
I wouldn't be shocked. He did it all tonight. Trent Hochter, our player of the game tonight, with an honorable mention to his backfield running mate there, quarterback Garrett Gumper. Just too much to handle tonight for the Vandercook Lake Jayhawk defense. The offense for the Jayhawks was not as inept as that 56-0 score would have you believe, but it just they couldn't seem to avoid the turnover. Whenever they had rhythm going, they turned the football over, and that came back to bite them. But Trent Hochter, our player of the game tonight for the Hanover Horton Comets, 56-0 win to wrap up their Cascades Conference regular season. They'll go into the crossover next week and play. I'm not sure who their matchup will be. We'll figure all that out on Sports Saturday with Greg O'Connor tomorrow on 970 AM, 101.5 FM. And that'll happen from 8 AM until 10 o'clock. So if you want to hear all the scores from everywhere in the state, they do them all on Sports Saturday. Greg O'Connor, Tom Ratchford, John Manzer in the WKHM studio. Here on K105.3, we're going to take another two-minute break, and we'll come back and just round things out, and then we'll tell you where we'll be next week. Again, 56-0 our final. Hanover Horton defeating Vandercook Lake tonight on K105.3.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
K105.3, Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, the post game here, 56-0, our final. Trent Hochter, our player of the game, and he's a guy who I expect to be honored next Saturday as they, at the halftime of that crossover game, they honor all the all-conference athletes from both the Cascades Conference and the Big Eight. Looking like Addison versus Reading is your crossover championship game next Saturday. Friday, looks like we're going to make our way out to Western High School where the Panthers will host Adrian to wrap up our regular season coverage. Greg O'Connor and Tom Ratchford, it looks like, will be headed out Saturday.
That'll be fun. I look forward to that. We've gotten to see Western now. This will be our third time?
Yeah.
And they're a fun brand of football to watch. Very well-balanced team.
Yep. Another good crowd. They have a solid fan base that comes and stays all game long. Sometimes they get angry at the officials, which is entertaining for us. But another chance, your final couple chances to get signed up for the $1,053 fall into cash giveaway. Details at K1053.com on that one. Brian, any last thoughts from the game tonight?
Again, I mean, how many times can one man say the name Trent Hochter in an evening, but you can't leave this game without feeling that you are watching a very special Cascades Conference football player.
Yeah, really great player out here in the rugged Cascades, and a guy who's just a junior on the field there. So you're looking at Garrett Gumper is back again next year, Randy Fraley, Evan Keeter, Aiden Weir, who we saw catch a couple passes, Gabe French, who we saw making some plays. Wyatt Dick will be back. William Dick is a senior, so he'll be gone, but Trent Hochter will be back. And you just a lot of the names that we kept saying over the course of the night will be playing again next year. And you take a team that after this win gets to 4-4 on the year and a chance to go 5-4 if they win their crossover game in a week. You know, that's something to build on, and you got to feel good if you're the Hanover Horton Comets to think that maybe if you don't sneak into the playoffs at 5-4 this year, which seems unlikely,
that next year you'd like to build on that and maybe host a playoff game even, and you're going to feel like the Cascades Conference should feel like you're coming for them, and that Grass Lake, Addison, Manchester a little bit, that they're not going to feel comfortable to know that they can come into Hanover Horton and just walk away with a victory. Hanover's going to make it tough on them.
Yeah, and even after Hochter left the field after they got off to that lead, you know, we saw Balo and Fraley and others, you know, march out some good yardage too. So again, that's just a testimony to how well their line is playing, which right. is also has many underclassmen too. So as you said, I think Hanover is going to be a force next year.
Yeah, we'll look forward to getting them on our schedule again next year when we line up the football frenzy. And again, their season's not over. They'll play again next week, host a game here at Hanover Horton Stadium with their brand new lights and their delicious concessions. I think there's still a person or two trying to see what's left over for free at the concession stand, as the bleachers have cleared out pretty quickly.
Yeah, I think all that's left is Chad Mortimer doing laps around the track, it looks like.
I think he's got his entire hoops team out there running drills. It's true, they never stop.
And Mike Brocky out there shagging wedges.
Thank you to East Jackson Community Schools, our fourth quarter sponsor. When you have a running clock like that, the fourth quarter goes by pretty quickly, but they are on board for every fourth quarter all season long. Tri-County Water with all of our out-of-town scoreboard updates. And shout-out to Kyle Klinger. He's going to see Chicks with Hits out at Jackson College tomorrow night with Pam Tillis, Susie Bogus, and Terry Clark.
Ooh.
I would go to that show. I can't. I'm busy. I got another scheduled event, but I would have gone to that. I love that lineup. So we'll be back next week for a football frenzy game out at Western. Adrian will be in town to play the Panthers, and you'll be able to hear that here on K105.3, online at K105.3.com. For Brian Haynes, Mike Reed back in the studio. I'm Steve Boyle, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for tuning in to tonight's game of Football Frenzy and the Game of the Week. This evening's contest has been brought to you in part by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, County National Bank, Columbia School District, Summit Orthodontics, the Jackson YMCA, Jackson Public Schools, Northwest Community Schools, XL Staffing, Able Heating and Cooling, Hanover Horton Schools, The Hunt Club, Stone's One Stop Auto Shop, Hills Heart of the Lakes Golf Course, Your Premier Properties, Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farms, Brembo, Andy's Pizza, The Restore, Double Chiropractic, Trips Auto Shop, Trips Ceramic Pro, East Jackson Community Schools, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Kevin Lamar, Charles Schwab, Penn Chiropractic, Midwest Vehicle Group, Modern Waste, Tri-County Water, Lomar Machine and Tool. We now return to regular scheduled programming on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.